Books on Tape presents Spartan Gold by Clive Cussler and Grant Blackwood. Read by Scott Brick. Prologue. Grand Saint Bernard Pass, Pennine Alps, May 1800. A gust of wind whipped snow around the legs of the horse known as Steery, and he snorted nervously, sidestepping on the trail before the rider clicked his tongue a few times, calming him. Napoleon Bonaparte, Emperor of the French, pulled up the collar of his greatcoat and squinted his eyes against the sleet. To the east he could just make out the jagged 16,000-foot outline of Mont Blanc. He leaned forward in his saddle and stroked Steery's neck. "You've seen worse, old friend." An Arabian Napoleon had captured during his Egyptian campaign 2 years earlier, Steery was a superb war horse, but the cold and snow disagreed with his disposition. Born and bred in the desert, Steery was accustomed to being peppered by sand, not ice. Napoleon turned and signaled to his valet, Constant, who stood 10 feet behind, holding a string of mules, and behind him, trailing for miles down the winding trail, were the 40,000 soldiers of Napoleon's reserve army, along with their horses, mules, and caissons. Constant untied the lead mule and hurried forward. Napoleon handed over Steery's reins, then dismounted and stretched his legs in the knee-deep snow. "Let's give him a rest," Napoleon said. "I think that shoe is bothering him again." "I'll see to it, General." At home, Napoleon preferred the title of First Consul, while on campaign, General. He took in a lungful of air, settled his blue bicorn more firmly on his head, and gazed up the granite spire.